You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Friday the 13th. 48 days until 2021. 42 days until Christmas. I could almost cry. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. It is Fat Pile Friday, and people are selling stuff left and right. I have Stallone selling stuff. I've got Sean Connery. Well, he's actually selling anything. He's dead. And so are some other people that are dead and old, but they're selling stuff. I've got Mickey Dolan stuff, Barry Manilow stuff, Neil Armstrong. I was just getting a cut of this stuff, I'll tell you that. The original, the gun, the James Bond gun, and it's just a prop gun that he used from the original James Bond, is going up for sale at an auction in Hollywood. That's going to sell for $150,000 to $200,000 for a prop gun. Okay, no problem. I mean, the Aston Martin was a car. I mean, you could actually drive that. That sold for like $6.4 million. And that car was never even in the movie. That car was just used as a promo shot. So there's, you know, okay, great, good. Stallone is selling a bunch of watches. Apparently, he's a big watch guy. And he's got watches that he's going to put up for auction. He's be selling 5 trophy watchers at this December 12th event held by Phillips Auctions in association with Box and Russo. He's got over the decades, he's assembled a truly remarkable collection of some of the most important watchmakers of our day. He loves Richard Mille timepieces, which are known for their cutting edge technology, engineering, and materials. He's selling one of the rarest Richard Mille watches, the RM25-01 Adventure Tourbillon chronograph that was made in collaboration with Richard and Sylvester. It is really kind of cool, actually. It's got a chronograph for tracking elapsed time. It's got the tourbillon accuracy compass with removable bezel and carbon cover, a level to promote accuracy while using the compass, and a tiny compartment above the crown to hold emergency water purification tablets. Richard only made 20 of them. $250,000 and $500,000, somewhere in between that, for the watch. Wow, that's pretty good. He's also selling his RMO52-01. Features a pink gold skull at its center. Estimated $350,000 to $700,000 for that. That's got a TZP ceramic and carbon nanotubes with a skeletonized movement featuring the skull. Wow. And he's got a bright green one that he's selling, created in honor of Olympic sprinter Johan Blake. That is selling between $300,000 and $600,000. And he's got a Richard watch that Stallone wore in The Expendables 3. That's going between $60,000 and $120,000. That must be, what, a dump of a watch. And then he's got another one that he's auctioning off, that's going for between $40,000 and $80,000. What is that, the Timex of the group? Apparently, he wore this watch during the film Daylight, and that when he wore that watch, that shot Panerai, Panerai, P-A-N-E-R-A-I, Panerai, to fame and put him on the world map for watch collectors. But I mean, not as much as Richard, because this one's only going for like between $40,000 and $80,000. Richard spits on $40,000 to $80,000, man. And then there's, a big collectibles being sold for celebrity sale for Hope, that they're trying to, you know, raise money for this charity. And the Monkees, Mickey Dolan has got some stuff signed, Barry Manilow, Diana Ross. Benefiting the City of Hope Medical Research Treatment Center, focused on cancer and other serious diseases. And that's going to the virtual sale. Oh, that kicks off in 4 days. I mean, if you're listening today on the 13th of November 2020, November 17th, with a ticketed VIP preview event hosted by Will and Grace star Eric McCormick and featuring appearances by veteran actor Craig Bierko, who Dukes of Hazzard star John Snyder, and others. It was like the Comic-Con for auctions. Other memorabilia is set to go on the block. Autographed CD copy of Barbra Streisand's Ghosts album and a vintage Who poster signed by band members Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend. Check out the full list of items. Ooh, they do have a full list of items here at givesmart.com. I don't have to be a VIP member. Browse and buy. Cause contribute. No, I just want to view items under browse and buy. Oh, they're just pictures of stars. Paul and Linda McCartney, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Then those are $1,100. Everybody Loves Raymond. Wow, that's starting off at $1. Ooh, a Lone Ranger bullet, a silver bullet. I might like that for $1. I know it's an auction. I got it. Leave me alone. It won't be that in the end, Jeff. No, I know. But a silver Lone Ranger silver bullet for $1, I'm all about that. John Snyder is one of the hosts, and he's got some, I guess, signed autograph picture starting off here at $1. Wow. They are... This is like the Comic-Con of auctions. But it's for a good cause, so leave me alone. And then... The first ever space selfie is going up for sale. I know. The Neil Armstrong shot on the moon, the first ever space selfie, is going up for auction. There's 2,400 photos, Voyage to Another World collection, up for grabs at the Christie's, including the first images of Earth from space, the lunar surface, dark side of the moon, spacewalks, moonwalks. And that's looking at the photo taken by Buzz Aldrin, estimated to be worth 30 to 50,000. Oh, that's pounds. About 40,000 to 66,000 U.S. dollars at auction. That's not bad. It seems like it would be worth more than that, especially in today's world for a selfie from space. Buzz Aldrin, the first selfie, kind of cool. That online auction begins. Already on, and it goes through the 20th of November 2020, so good luck. You gotta get on to Christie's for that. You know, I was looking at the story of Stallone and his watches, and there's a picture of Stallone there, and it's, you know, just a picture of him at going to some event, and he's got, you know, HBO behind him as the screen, and his, you know, this is the photo shoot when the stars arrive. He's got his, you know, turtleneck on, his jacket. He's going in for his photo shoot. Say, hello, I'm here. And he's turning toward the camera with his fist up, with the Rocky pick, with the fist up, you know. But you can really tell the angle of this shot, the work that he's had done. And, you know, I'm not opposed to it. Good for him. You know. But it's just people, you can really start that angle of shot you don't want in the movies. Sylvester would say, no, we're not using that angle. Give me the camera angle the other way. because that shot really, you can tell. And that leads me into the Dolly Parton story. I mean, I feel like we talked about this before, but she did an interview with Oprah on her Apple TV Plus show, Conversation, talked about all the work that she's had done. And her quote, which I do love, I'll look as young as my plastic surgeons allow. I love that. I ain't got time to age. I'll look as young as my plastic surgeons allow. That's great. And now she is owning up to it all, though, right? She's saying, I ain't got time to be old. I can't stop long enough to grow old. She's going to be 74. Remember, she's in talks to be in Playboy for her 75th birthday. Now, she claims that, you know, as long as the spread is in good taste. yeah, we all want that. But, I mean, who's not going to look? I mean, of course you are. You can't say no, because you will. It's just the way it is. So, it's the way it is. And she admits, I mean, she knows three cuts to clown face. She says that she relies on cosmetics and makeup, which she sleeps in, and cosmetic procedures. And she quotes, I'm going to look like a cartoon. And she's okay with that, because she thinks, you know, that this makes her look younger. And if it makes her look younger and she feels good about herself, good for her. But Sly, I don't think. Sly still looks great. I don't, no doubt about that. And this is before he let his hair go. Remember during the pandemic, he decided that he liked his hair gray. He was going to stop coloring. It was going to be, you know, he's Stallone with the white hair now. And but the angle of the shot, man. Oof. Sly. Easy, bro. So, you know, I don't talk a lot of sports, although I love sports, and I really do. I don't necessarily watch a lot of it anymore. I do watch college football quite a bit. Love college football. I see where a lot of college football games are being canceled this weekend. If you're listening to the show close to the Friday the 13th date that this show is recorded on, and you know, of course, those of you listening live. This weekend, we had a bunch of games being canceled because of the COVID protocols. So, man, college football is going to be tough to get through the season, as they have already canceled and rescheduled games into December. We'll see how that works out, but it could prove to be an extra long season for college football. There's no question about that. I see where the Super Bowl is back in the news. They're saying that this year's 2021 Super Bowl, the halftime performance will be from The Weeknd. Yay! So, you know, how they're going to do it, I don't know. Is The Weeknd going to perform, you know, someplace else from his house in front of a laptop? Wouldn't surprise me. But we'll see how that performance turns out. But this weekend, you've got the Masters, right? The huge golf, you know, the Masters, that racist event. Longest running sports event broadcast by a single network, CBS. 65th consecutive year airing the Masters. And we've already saw one golfer make two hole-in-ones already as they gear up for the Masters. So, you know, it might be fun. I rarely watch golf because I used to golf a lot in my life. And then I just kind of, you know, I had my club stolen. And that's a whole other story in itself. But the only club that I have left now is my favorite putter that I use at the, the putt-putt golf events that I do. And we should have a Chewing the Fat putt-putt golf tournament event. Maybe that's something to think about. So I've got my Ballpark Frank half a hot dog putter that my dad won at a golf tournament, you know, 100 years ago. And they were one of the sponsors, and, you know, he walked away with a Ballpark Frank half a hot dog with a grill fork stuck in it as the putter. I still have that. I love that putter, man. I love that thing. And it's heavy. It's great. And I just had it forever. That's all. And it brings back little memories. It brings a little smile to my face. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know I do. And then we had the NASCAR driver get suspended. I know. I don't even know who he was. He's not a NASCAR driver. He drives from the truck series. He's a NASCAR truck series driver. And he posted a picture of himself getting ready to, I don't know, eat lunch or have a late night snack. And it was a photo of a swastika. And he said it was taken out of context and it was insinuating I'm prejudiced. No, I can't be prejudiced. I was, West Africa was my home for 13 years. Oh, okay. Well, no problem then. So the swastika was taken out of context? Yeah, you can always take those swastika pictures out of context. You never know. I don't know. You know, I haven't seen the picture. They claim that it's a picture of a toaster strudel with the glaze put on in the shape of a swastika. I haven't seen it. I don't know if that's true. I don't know how you take that out of context unless you say, I drew it on there. And if you listen to the audio, which I don't think it was a video, it was just a snapshot of him saying, I hate this so much. I put it on my strudels and I just eat it because I hate it so much. Something like that, I guess. You could do that and say that, but good luck. Good luck, God bless. All right, let's go to the break room. I need a drink of ice cold, refreshing beverage. Oh my gosh, so good. So did you see the woman who has gone viral now, the TikTok video? Oh, I've got TikTok news too. We got to talk about TikTok in China. The TikTok video that showed this girl making a steak for her boyfriend. And got people all wound up, and it just, it's dangerous. You shouldn't try this method at home. What are you doing? This is just stupid. So she cuts, this piece of the steak in two pieces and puts it in a toaster and then, heats it up. And that's the steak that she's making for her boyfriend. It should never be repeated. This is a crime, and you could spell fire. And you don't cook steaks in the toaster like that. Yeah, I know. It's a TikTok video, okay? The grease could drip down in the toaster and start a fire and the whole thing. I know. It could have. It really could have. But, look. People have cooked burgers on an iron, hot dogs in a dryer, spaghetti and meatballs in a coffee maker. That's really funny. And there's just stupid people looking to get viral videos, and it worked. That's awesome, though. I have not seen the spaghetti and meatballs in a coffee maker, but I bet that's funny. The hot dogs in a tumble dryer is good, too. I like that. Remember to subscribe to Chewing the Fat podcast, this very podcast that you're listening to. If you are listening to this show right now and you're not a subscriber, your life could not be any worse. Don't make it any worse. Make it better. Subscribe to this podcast. People don't like freeloaders. People don't mind subscribing freeloaders because they think it's kind of cool. Oh, you subscribed for that for free? That's great. It's Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher? Yeah. And that's great that it makes you into a better person. But if you just, are listening and not a subscriber, that's not good. People don't like that. And we all want people to like us, right? Especially, of course you do. So subscribe to Chewing the Fat and tell your friends and neighbors. And no matter what you're listening to, if people say, hey, what are you listening to? Your answer should immediately be Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. Doesn't matter. They don't know. That's why they're asking. So it's important that you carry on the tradition of, hey, what are you listening to? Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. and then move on with your life. And then you can tell them, you know, I subscribe. It's free. And you should too. Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. So it's, do that and make your life that much better. Okay? Okay. And you might as well follow me on my social media accounts at JeffyJFR on Twitter, Jeff Fisher Radio on Facebook, Instagram, and Parler. And make your life, you know, that much better, even with that. And then go to the YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, same name as this podcast. Subscribe to that as well. Click the little notification bell so you get notified when new videos post. And make your life is going to be so much better if you were to subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel and then follow me on my social media accounts. My gosh, you are going to be, it's going to be like walking on cloud nine. It's really, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like walking on cloud nine. Oh, I said I didn't want to talk a little bit about TikTok. I saw that President Trump's executive order forcing TikTok to either sell to an American company or face a ban over national security concerns back in September. I know that they're trying to work out a deal, but then it was between Oracle and Walmart, and they seemed to sign off on that deal, and then ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, says the government left it on. They just said, yeah, that's fine, and then they didn't do anything with it. So there's a deadline for ByteDance to divest its stake in TikTok. You know, I think that deadline is now. So we'll see what happens. I know that they've applied for an extension to the deadline. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that Trump just signed another executive order prohibiting U.S. investments in Chinese firms determined to be owned or controlled by the country's military. What? Almost everything, I would say. You'd be hard-pressed to say that you're not owned by the Chinese military, because that's the government, right? I don't know. We'll see what happens. Remember, though, I told you about the dark side of TikTok and what makes it so bad. I know Jeff Brown posted from his Bleeding Edge account talking about what's so bad about it. And it talked about, they were fined for violating child privacy laws in the United States. And then it turns out that it's even worse than that. A researcher reverse engineered TikTok and determined exactly what information was being sent back to ByteDance. The app collects everything about a user's phone. It documents the phone's hardware specs and every app that's been downloaded. It pings the phone's GPS location roughly every 30 seconds. So that means they know exactly where you are at all times. It knows which Wi-Fi network its users connect to. It documents the address of the router as well as every other device connected to each network. And it's written software code to allow it to potentially download software to Android phones and then run that software without the user's knowledge or consent. Okay. And the information goes back to China. So sure, Google and Facebook are bad, but they're not that bad, or at least we can't prove that they're that bad. So we'll see what happens with TikTok. That's just a strange thing, man. TikTok is a phenomenon in and of itself, and yet, there are places around the world that have already banned it, and the U.S. might be the next place to ban it. We'll have to see. I see where Spielberg's daughter is back in the news again. Remember, we talked about her a while ago as she was, dancing online for her, doing her sex work. I'm sorry, her dance work. And she says now that she's in a great place. She's enjoying work and it's giving me a whole new life-affirming way to be. Yep, I could just, anytime I want, I just go into work and dance. You know me, I just take my clothes off and spin around. And she's in a good place. She said it's she's in the middle of her healing journey. She was in harm reduction And that's about doing your best and keeping your goals in mind with any substance that you may have ever had a problem with. And it's about making smaller goals more attainable. So, you know, a couple years ago, she was heartbroken and vulnerable and felt like her soul had kind of been split in two. And I was covering that up with drinking, and I'm no longer doing that. And I'm just, I feel like I had not done the work I needed to do on myself and on my relationships. And I would have been dead within a year if I hadn't have done this. Oh, okay. Well, she goes by the name Sugar Star. It's just, you know, it's not funny. I know she's struggling and I get it, but you know, she's doing these adult videos and it was not full service. It's within the bounds of online and dance only. Oh, okay. And okay, you know, she was arrested and she's been had a tough time. I get it. But look, dad is Steven Spielberg. All right. And mom is Kate Capshaw. And they are never going to have to worry about anything in their entire lives. And yet they struggle. It just drives me insane. They got seven kids. Spielberg's got seven kids. A couple of them are adopted. Capshaw's got a daughter from a previous marriage. And then they've got three or four other kids. And it's just, you know, Steven is worth about $18 quadrillion. Well, he goes and makes another movie and he can retire the other two kids. It's just, you know, get over yourself. All right. Now, she said, I actually think once they see how far I've come from the bottom I was a year and a half ago, they're going to look at this and go, wow, we actually raised a really self-assured young lady. Are they? Now, according to everything, Steven and Kate are all good with it and happy with it. And they're, you know, no problem, Sugar Star. You go dance nude and show off your body online all you want. It's no problem. Okay. I mean, I don't know where else they could be with it other than that, right? If you say you're against it, you can't cut her off. Otherwise, she's going to end up dropping down into that hardcore hole again, and she's never going to come out of it. And then Steven would never forgive himself. So, I mean, I guess you just have to kind of work to get her out of that through the process. I don't know. It's just a weird story to me. I find it hard to believe that we're so self-absorbed. My life is so hard. Is it? Yes, it is. My dad, Steven Spielberg, he was never home and he's always making movies and he's not around. Well, you know, go make a movie with him. Make him take you to the set and figure out, you know, run a camera. Or go get coffee for the stars. Do something. It's just agonizing. Before I get into a couple stories about, COVID-19 and the lockdowns, I want to talk about flying taxis. I love this thing. It's never going to happen. But I like the idea of it. So a German startup, Lilium, snagged Orlando in a deal to launch a U.S. hub for flying taxis. They're going to have a called a vertiport, and it's going to be outside of Orlando. It's near Orlando International Airport, and their precious flying taxi is a 5-seater Lilium jet. They showed it off last year. It's expected to reach speeds of, you know, 186 miles an hour. It plans to have U.S. transportation network ready for commercial flights by 2025. So it's not going to be just in Orlando, but they signed a deal with the city of Orlando for its first hub for its flying taxis. And there's other companies that are trying this as well. There's the Uber China's Ehang and Germany firm Volocopter, and they're, you know, looking for money and startups, and Lilium has got a lot of money already. They're looking for, they've got some money from Tencent, the Chinese tech company, and I think one of the Tesla investors is investing in this. So we'll see. They don't even know how much it's going to cost. It's going to be flown. It's like they're like drones, which is a little, I don't know if Americans are ready for that. Right? So it's got two parallel wings and it's got 36 electric engines and, you know, they face downward for takeoff, tilt back for horizontal flight. And they have the, they're expected to have the transportation network ready for commercial flights. But who knows how much it's going to cost and if people are ready to do it, right? They're saying that's going to create 100 jobs. Okay, let's hope that it does. I know that you're going to, do you feel comfortable? Say you want to get in, you want to fly from Orlando to Atlanta or Orlando to Tampa, you know, pretty fast. And now you don't want to drive and you just take the, you know, the air taxi from Orlando to Miami or Orlando to Tampa or Dallas to Houston, Dallas to Austin, right? I mean, any states, big city to big city where you may do business and you're going to have a car there. So are they going to provide Lilium rent-a-cars or are they going to have a deal set up with Uber and Lyft at their landing ports? I don't know. That's a big infrastructure plan to build on. And, you know, it might be a gig to look into, actually. If you're, you know, if you're looking for something to do and you got nothing else to do. But anyway, as I was saying, are you ready to get in and not have a pilot? I don't know. They're talking about the aircraft, you know, piloted remotely from the ground. Oh, okay. So there's not going to be a pilot. You're just going to get in and the top goes down and off you go. You know, for the right price, yes. But I don't know if we can, I don't know if we're ready for that. I really don't. We talked yesterday about the lockdowns, possible new lockdowns coming and states grabbing their power back now that, you know, we're seeing the numbers continue to climb in coronavirus cases. And we got that from Chicago as Mayor Lightfoot did her stay-at-home advisory. With new restrictions on gatherings and meetings, which are, you know, nice of Mayor Lightfoot. It's part of her Protect Chicago strategy to stop the spread of COVID-19. They'll take effect coming up on Monday, and they're going to last for at least 30 days. Isn't that special? Isn't that special? Look, it's on Chicago right now is on track to have more than 1,000 people die of the virus by the end of the year. And we're averaging 1,900 cases a day, and in some areas are seeing positivity rates of 25%. And we can't allow this to happen, and we can't allow you people to get together. So I'm going to limit. For some reason, they all got together and decided that 10 people together was the limited amount. So the new capacity limit is 10 people on meetings and social events, birthdays, weddings, business dinners, funerals. This capacity does not supersede industry-specific guidelines, which, you know, she gives a link to that as well. And she also recommended that families celebrate Thanksgiving virtually instead of gathering in person. That's so nice. We've got to cancel norm Thanksgiving plans, particularly if they include guests that don't live in your immediate household. Well, of course, duh, you don't want to have friends and family over. Oh, you know, I just want that. Look, it's the flu and COVID fatigue have the potential to truly create a catastrophe that could be avoided here. Oh, okay. So the way to avoid it is to just stop doing things that people do. It just drives me insane. And of course, the governor of Michigan tells everyone not to attend Thanksgiving or Christmas gatherings. I know people are tired of living like this, but we have to double down. we potentially could be looking at the deadliest, most grim days of this virus ahead of us. We've got to lock it down and make it the worst ever while President Trump is still in office, okay? So that way it'll be so much better and you'll be just in such a good mood when and if Joe Biden becomes president at the end of January. Can we do that, please? Can we just please do that? That will be great. Thank you. And I see where Corey Lewandowski is tested positive for coronavirus. You know, he's another Trump insider testing positive. I mean, the press have a field day with that. He's out and about, and the mask caters, and the world is just a bad place. And good for him. Good for the Trump people. They deserve it. Okay. All right. He's part of the super spreaders, is what he is. Well, he's been in Pennsylvania. I know, but he's with the Trump people. So, and he was with your super spreading events before, and he didn't test positive. Well, he tested positive now. Yep, he sure did. And I see where, oh my gosh, Ticketmaster is exploring the negative COVID-19 test or vaccination to attend concerts. So if the pre-concert checklist is going to be, hey, do you have your vaccination or have you tested negative in a 24-hour to 72-hour window, that three-day window? If you have that report, you have your papers. Papers, please. That's what New York is doing. You can't even get into the state without your papers. Agonizing. So, of course, that's not official yet. They're just talking it out. They're just trying to figure out, you know, what they're going to do because, you know, how people are going to, you know, use the app, and they're going to have to test it and make sure that everything is right and working perfectly, so you're able to, you know, upload your information, and then we're going to make people feel safe because we don't want them to think that we're storing their medical records. We don't want people to think that. That's just silly. Of course we're not doing that. Duh. I mean, we've got to figure out how we get that third-party health information, you know, without us keeping it so that we have people's, you know, we want their information, of course, and we want to know if they've tested positive or negative. And then if they test positive after the event, we want to be able to contact trace where they sat and who they went, the day they went, the concert they went to, and all the people that were around them. We ought to be able to, you know, contact all of them, but we don't want to make people think we're saving their information. That would just be wrong. And people probably would be really upset if they knew we were saving their information. So we don't want to do that, but we're going to save your information because we want people to, you know, we want people to know if you became positive and they were sitting by you. So who knows what's going to happen? I mean, we talked about it. It's going to be, you know, private companies like this that are going to say, no problem. You don't have to, you know, the government can say, no, we're not mandating the vaccine. We're not mandating the tests. That's just how it is. But if private companies won't do business with you unless you get the test or unless you get the vaccine, that's up to them. That's not up to us. We're not mandating it. That would be wrong. But if they tell you that, you know, they're not going to do business with you, that's just the way it is. It's just going to be awful. It's just going to be awful. And just expect more and more headlines that talk about Biden forging ahead with his transition plans and Trump still refusing to accept the election results, fueling that speculation that the American election was rigged, and few telling you that it's dangerous rhetoric at a time when the country is already deeply divided, and that's just false information being spread. Just be ready for more of that. Okay, that's coming. It's coming. It's already here, actually. It's just going to continue. And so just be ready for it. Just know that it's going to be out there, and know what you're looking at, because that's what inside of all stories are. The opposing election, the opposing party was rigged. It was rigged, and that's false information. It wasn't rigged. And the country is deeply divided and needs to come together, and Joe Biden is forging ahead with his transition plans. Joe Biden can forge ahead all he wants. Technically, he's not the president-elect, okay? And technically, Donald Trump is still the president, whether you like it or not. So everything still goes on, whether Donald Trump says, okay, I concede, and Biden, I don't want him to concede now. You know that? I don't want him to concede now. I just want him to not concede, and then on January 19th or 20th, whenever the hell they have their signing in moment at the White House, just leave. Just hop on, have the Trump plane land and get out of there. He doesn't even have to use Air Force One, and just fly out of there, with the big finger raised out the window, so when the press looks at him, he's just giving them all the finger. Is that wrong? Is that wrong of me? Yeah, it probably is.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.
It's been a year since Disney Plus launched, and they have, 60... plus million subscribers. HBO has 57 million. NBC's Peacock has 22 million. Apple TV Plus it's been a year for Apple TV Plus. That one's tough with subscriptions like Amazon. They tie that in with the same, with the same accounts, so they don't like to give those full numbers out, but it's doing fine, although the content that they have is not as broad as they probably would like. But all of these, Netflix got 167 million, at least here in the U.S., right? They've got almost 200 million, if not 200 million by now, globally. And then you've got Quibi, closing up shop. That's a shame. That's a shame. Just call me. Just give me Quibi, and I'll make it work. You can leave your percentages in and you can make your money, but I'll make it work for you. Okay? Just call me, because that's a shame. That had everything going for it, except that it was all wrong. No, seriously, it had everything going for it, but it was just all wrong. I know that it's Fat Pile Friday, so we got a ton of stories I never got to about the, I went to last weekend. We had the meteors shooting across the sky in New Jersey, and all kinds of people were filming the event. And don't worry about it. It's just a fireball event. Stop it. Don't worry about it. Okay? Don't worry about it. It was some cool shots from some home cameras that saw it going by, and car cameras that were on the road when it was going by. And I've seen meteors like that when I lived in Florida. I have not seen one here in Texas, I don't think. Maybe there was one. But in Florida, I saw, a couple of them, in the morning sky, early morning sky, and you're driving along, and then, it's cool, it's scary, and it's exciting all at the same time. And then you really realize that it's gone and you've got to get to work, so you move on with your life. But, it's kind of cool seeing it. And back in the day when I saw it 100 years ago, I didn't have the phone to record the streak across the sky. It's just like, did you see it? Yeah, I saw it. Did you? Yeah. And maybe somebody, some television network had a camera up on the roof that caught it. But now everybody's got a recording device and home cameras and car cameras that have the capability of, recording and seeing, what, and you can get it right then. So that's kind of cool. And I saw where another thing in the file since the election, gambling won big around the U.S. throughout the election, which was really cool. Maryland, South Dakota, Louisiana approved sports betting. That's really cool, right? And that's a good way for these states to make some money, All right. Virginia approved casino gambling in four locations. Nebraska authorized adding casino games at its horse racing tracks. Colorado expanded the number of type of casino games it can offer, along with eliminating some wagering limits. That's kind of cool. Americans are some gamblers. And this is why, look, this is giving Americans hope, right? They hope that they can win big gambling. And the argument against it would be your, you know, people that need it the most shouldn't be gambling. But, you know, give some people some hope. That's why you have the lotto, man. We got to have some hope. That's what we're here for. If we don't have hope, then it's over. And I want hope. Don't you? I really do. I would love to have hope. Don't take hope away from me, please. Don't do it. Like, there's always hope that you could be the one to have punched Andrew Cuomo in the face. You know, if he wasn't the governor. I saw where his headline, if I wasn't governor of New York, I would have decked him, period. Talking about the president. Shut up. I know he's trying to be Mr. Big Shot on Howard Stern, but shut up. You know, if you want to play, then we'll effing play. Oh, okay. Will ya? Gov, you are agonizing. I can't take that guy. And I was reminded in email form, chewingthefatattheblaze.com, from Stephanie, that my campaign of Know Your Body campaign has already started, and Joe Biden beat me to the punch years ago. Oh, that's funny. That there is funny. I got it, though. I got it. And in email form, I was asked about doing a self-help column. You know, chewing the fat, helping people. I talked about that a little bit, that I could, you know, start something like that. And I'm reminded from Garrett in Colorado that says, you know, he reads the Dear Amy column in the Denver Post. And when readers' problem isn't how to handle the indignity of interacting with or being related to a Trump supporter, her answer is always, go see a real counselor. That's an easy answer. That's an easy out for these self-help columnists. At least I would be willing to, you know, give people some tips. Like Garrett asked, I suppose I'd like to find advice on how to better, you know, make better use of my time. Now he makes a little joke, ha ha ha. Maybe the first step is not writing this email. Ha ha. I mean, you know, that's probably right, but one of the things that we can all do to make a better use of our time is to realize whether we are a morning person or a night person, and then better use our time in that window instead of fighting being a night person or fighting being a morning person. You need to use the time that you have. Now, if you're a night person and you have to work mornings, that's tough. I can't help you with that. That means that you're just going to have to, you know, make yourself struggle and work into a day person. And I know that's even a difficult task, but start early. You're going to want to get up early, and you want the beginning of your day to just be your time, and realize what's good and healthy for you to get your day started. And then when the first morning sunshine comes out, go for that morning walk and just believe that this is your time, and get a little bit of that vitamin D and that fresh air every day, and then get back home and get in the shower and get that day started. Huh? Now, if you're really struggling after that, see a counselor. I will say that Garrett had a good idea about a Chewing the Fat get-together, though, at the Blaze Studios. Now, part of the idea was that it would be an all-expense-paid contest. That's probably not going to happen, my friend. It could be an all-expense-paid trip by you. But a get-together at the studios, and then a tour, and then maybe we all go see Fat Man. Well, with Mel Gibson at the movie theaters, and then we go to McDonald's for a McRib. Ooh, I'm not a big fan of McRibs, but we could, you know, maybe do a McDonald's and get a McPlant, something like that. And I'm a big fan of going to see Fat Man. Love to see that, because that movie's already going to get ripped apart for, and we already talked about it, right? We had reviews that were great and reviews that were bad, and I'm sure that the overwhelming reviews are going to be bad, and yet it's a brand new Christmas movie, and it's going to be on the favorites for a number of years. And I do kind of like the idea of maybe a chewing the fat contest coming to the studios, all expenses paid, by you. And then as I'm looking at my email here, a new email comes in talking about doing ads on my Facebook page again. They want to do ads, and this one says $5,000 a week in advance. They want to do 2 ads a day on my page. For $5,000 a week, you can. No problem. What's the scam? It can't not be a scam. I got to figure out what the scam is. And I kind of know what it is. But, and I think I know a way around it to see if I could maybe scam them back. But they've probably... I'm not the first one to try it, so we'll see. But if it's for real, heck yeah, I'll take your $5,000 a week in advance for 2 ads on my page. No problem. No problem at all.